Kedushin Perek Beis Mishnah Ches. Hamekadosh Bechelkoi. This Mishnah is going to deal with a man who is Mekadosh and Isha with different things that are Shayach, that have Dine Kedusha on them. The Shaila is, we introduced a little bit this topic in the previous Mishnah, let's say somebody has limitations on how he can use a Chefetz. Does that make the Chefetz not his for Kedushin? That's what they're going to be the subject of this Mishnah. Hamekadosh Bechelkoi. An ish was mekadish, an isha with a piece of meat, which is basa kachim. Chelka, that's what he got in basa kachim. Now, basa kachim has a lot of limitations. It has to be eaten, even shlomim, kachim kalim, could only be eaten shtei yomim v'laylo echot. The Mishnah says, bein mikachim kadoshim, bein mikachim kalim, both of the chelik of the basa that he has a Yisrael can eat kachim kalim. Kachim kalim is eaten shteyam v'layla echod by anybody who's tohor in the whole vicinity of Yerushalayim. Kachim kadoshim can only be eaten by zichre kuhuna and only yom v'layla and only in the Azorah. So the Mishnah says both if they're kachim kadoshim or kachim kalim einam mikudoshos. And the reason for that is because we don't look at this piece of meat as property. We see it as having a schus, the Gemara's Lashon is zochot, that he zoichet to the schus achilas basim shulchonoi shal melech. Memele can't be mekadosh nisha, we don't see it as property. He was mekadosh nisha b'maiser sheini. A yid has a field, any place in Eretz Yisrael. He brings the peiros, a maiser of the peiros, a tenth of the peiros, in the first year and the second year, and the fourth and the fifth. In the third and the sixth year, that Maisa, which is in year number 1, 2, and 4, and 5, Maisa Sheni is Maisa Oni. Every year there's always Trumas, there's Maisa Rishon, and there's either Maisa Sheni or Maisa Oni, depending on which year it is. So he has Peris Maisa Sheni. They're his Peris. Ben Shoikig Ben Mezid Loi Kiddush. It doesn't make a difference if he knows that they're Maisa Sheni or he doesn't know. If he was Mekadosh and Isha with it, the Halacha is Loi Kiddush. Can't be Mekadosh and Isha. Kedushin is not Chal. Divrei Reb Meir. Now Reb Meir is clearly comparing Maisa Sheni to Kachim. That means he holds Maisa Sheni b'loshna Gemara Momen Govayahu. It's again, it's Maisa Sheni is something that's given over to the Rabban Shem. The Rabban Shem allows the owner, he's not really the owner, really the owner is Shulchan Govaya, but he allows the trustee of this Paris, i.e. the one who owned the field from which these Paris were taken, to control the consumption of these pears, but it's not his. See, even though, if you think about it, when the ish wants to be Mekadosh Isha with a whole basket of fruit of Maisa Sheni, if you're in Yerushalayim, a basket of delicious fruit is worth a lot. It's certainly worth more than a Shav Bruta. That could be, and it could be that he's mahaner her by giving her permission to eat this basket of pears. She could be very thankful. But to be called Kedushin, to make a Kinyan, it has to be his. And it has to become hers. It's not his, and it doesn't become hers. It's Meshulchan Gavoya. That's the sheet of Remei. Remei doesn't make a difference if it's he knew about it, he didn't know about it. She knew about it, she didn't know about it. Reb Yehuda Oimer b'shogeg loy kiddush. B'mezid kiddush. Reb Yehuda argues, and he holds no. Momen Gavoya, Maisa Sheni, is not Maisa Momen Gavoya. Maisa Sheni is a kedusha that's imposed on the peris, but the peris belong to the owner. Therefore, if he picks up a barrel of peris and he gives it to a woman, he's giving her something of his own. The only reason why over here b'shegig lekiddush is because Mustama, she thought she's getting a basket full of peris, and she's getting basket full of peris with very severe limitations on how to eat Mustama to mekach tois. But be'etzim the kedusha works. U'behegdish. Here we're not talking about Hegdish of Kedusha Saguf. We're not talking about a carbon. We're not talking about something that the Kedusha Nemtzach from the fact that it's part of the Avoida, which would include anything that has Kedusha's carbon, both after the Zrikus Adam and its Roy Lachilo, or we could be talking about a Behema that also has Kedusha Saguf, or Kalim that we used for the Beis HaMikdash Zavoida. All those things have Kedusha Saguf. That's not what we're talking about over here. Those certainly are Momen Gavoya. What we're talking about over here is Kedusha's Bedek HaBayis. And the halacha is, B'mezid Kiddush u'b'shogeg le'kiddush divrei Meir. Meir holds that if he doesn't know, he doesn't know, she doesn't know that it was belonged to Hegdish, you could stell sich vor that they would never have having intended to do a Maisa Kedusha with Hegdish. So therefore, B'shegig, you have to say that's like a Mekak Toys. Neither party would have done it, therefore B'shegig like Kiddush. The reason why B'mezid Kiddush is because obviously there's no Mekak Toys if they know that it belongs to Hegdish. They're doing something wrong and they know it. Now, why don't we say that B'hegdish belongs to Bedek Abayis and therefore you can't be Mekadosh with it? The answer is because since they willingly violated the Kedusha of that Chayfetz that belongs to Bedek Abayis, so we say that the Kedusha is Nischal. Kedusha is Bedek Abayis. We look that if the Chayfetz was misappropriated, it was taken out of the Rishus Hegdish, the Hegdish is Nischalol, and therefore the person is punished that he has to be paid to the Hegdish. But the Chayfetz itself, Al Yidei misappropriating it, is Yotza L'chulun. Therefore, B'mezid Kiddush, because the Chayfetz was Yotza L'chulun. B'shegeg, he wouldn't have done it. Therefore, Divrei Rebbe. Reb Yehuda Oimer Faket, B'shegeg Kiddush, Reb Yehuda is Mechadish, the Gemara learns out of Psukim, is that the din that Hegdish is Yotza L'chulun, it's Yotzos Mikdushosoi, Al Yidei Mi'ilo, is Dafka when it was misappropriated by accident. The din of Mi'ilo, that's Nischal Kdushosoi, and it becomes Chulin, is Dafka by Mi'ilo B'shoikik. And that's the way we pass him. Therefore, B'shoikik Kiddush, because the Kedusha went off. B'mezid, Loi Kiddush. Again, the Gemara learns out that the Kedusha is Chal Dafka B'shoikik. Masha Enken, if the Mi'ilo was performed B'mezid, is an Oynish, but it's not Yotzal de Chulin. It's not Yotzal de Chulin. It's not the Mekadishes. So therefore, Loi Kiddush, the Kiddush is not Chal. Mishnah test, HaMekadish. Here we're going to list off. He was Mekadish with different Chafetzim that are Yisurei Hano. There's such a thing as Yisurei Achilo. Nevela is Yisurei Achilo. Bosa B'cholo, for instance, is Yisurei Hano. It depends on which pasuk you're learning out from. Some of the examples of Yisurei Hano, and therefore the fallout of that, is that therefore that complicates, could it be used from him to her for a Maisa Kedushin? If somebody's Mekadosh Ba'orlo, fruits within the first 3 years where they have to be burnt, but Klai HaKerem also Mano, this is where somebody carelessly planted together a Kerem and a field of Tvua, the produce becomes also Mano. B'shar HaNiskel is after a behemoth was Horages HaOdom and Bezen Paskins that the Shor is Chayev Skilo. The Halach is not only is the Bezen Paskin the Chayev Skilo, but that the behemoth becomes also Bano even before the Skilo. Be'eglo Arufo, this is what we have in the Sechah Soita, Nebuch of a dead body was found between two towns. Under certain circumstances, we measure and we bring a whole ceremonial carbon from the town by the Mokum Ha'arigo. Begla Rufa, the egla that's used in this process is an Isser Hano. Tzipayrim Mitzayrim. There were Tzipayrim that were used in the process of being Mitaya the Mitzayrim. Not the Kabonis that he brings when he goes back to the Beis HaMikdash, but when he's able to leave his state of exile from Yichutz L'Rachna, he has to come back in with the Kaporis. Tzipayrim Mitzayrim is also awesome. I know we learn it out of a pasuk. But the Sar Nozir here that's cut off of a Nozir's head is also Mano. It's Kodesh. Petach Hamor, we're talking about a behemoth which is a Bechor. Kaddish Li Kol Bechor Petach Korechem Bnei Yisrael. So the pasuk says over there that a Seh, which could be, has to be Nifter onto the Hamor that was born first, that has Kedushas. Petach Hamor, we patter up the Kedusha, we have pointed the Kedusha onto a Seh. What happens if he's insistent, he doesn't want to do it? Then the Torah says he can't use the Hamor for his own use. Va'arafta, it has to be, the head has to be chopped off. That would be the Issa, another we're talking about, the Gemara learns it out. Basar b'cholov, basar that's cooked in cholov. Also, it's not just also b'achila, it's also b'ano. The chulon shenishchetu bazar, another case of Yisuri Hano is if Chulin was Nishchat in the Mokum of a carbon. Behemoth doesn't have Kedusha. There's an Issa which is more Chomer, which is called Shchut Echutz, taking a Behemoth of Kachem and shechting it outside. That's a Chi of Koros. Shechting a regular animal of kulin in the azara is not punishable, but the mice it's also by law. The halacha is enema kudeshes. All these things are yisur ano. That's the common theme over here, is that they're all yisur ano. They're all also by law. The reason for that is because if it's also by law, no benefit can be derived when he's giving it to the isha. He's not giving her anything worth a shava pruta. If you want, you could say tifer. Some achrayim based on rishonim, rivosh, and others want to suggest that yisur ano in ishaloi. When a person owns yisur ano, it's not just pshat, he can't benefit from him. He doesn't own it. Because what's ownership that you can't benefit from? So therefore, the whole ownership is called into question. The Mishnah says, Mechorin v'kiddush b'dim eyem, if he sells one of these chafetzim, v'kiddush b'dim eyem, he was paid money. Imagine he sells a dish of bas v'cholov to a guy. He's not allowed to take the money. He's not allowed to have anol. Bas v'cholov has to be thrown away. But let's say he's nichshol and he's over and he sells a plate of bazar b'chol and he gets money for it. The money that he gets for selling yisur hano, we say mikudeshes. We don't say that the status of the yisur hano is ongechapt in the money. We don't say that the din of the chavetz is nitvas b'demand. There's only a few places where we do such a concept. By shvius and by yayin nesach. Yayin nesach is clearly the rabbanon. Shvius pashtus also. That these things, what's asserted is not only the food, but if one would sell Yisur Hano, Yayin Nesach, or Shvius, the money that's used to buy those chafetzim, have that din. Mois of Per Shvius becomes Shvius. Mois that was used for Yayin Nesach also becomes Yisur Hano of Yayin Nesach. But we're not talking about that. All these Yisur Hano, Lemaisa, the money is not nitvas behem kedushasim, therefore the halacha is one is mekadesh with that money, mekudeshes. We'll just finish off Mishnah Yud because it's one hemshech of the Indian to finish off the perek. Hamekadesh betrumis ubemaisuis. A man is mekadesh yishu betrumis. Truma could only be eaten by a kohen, but it could definitely be owned. Maisuis is maisuish, and there it's mamish no kedusha. Could be eaten by anybody. Ubematonis. Matonis refer to matnas kuna, which has to be given by to a kohen, like hey sloim for pidyon aben or zrei lechem v'keva chalokim of the behema of every behema. Pasuk says in Pasha Shoftim when a butcher shechts a behema, he has to give those chalokim the zrei lechem v'keva. He has to give those to a kohen, but they're pure chulin. If they're pure chulin, there's no reason why he shouldn't be able to be mekadosh. And isha, obviously the only one who can be mekadosh isha is the owner. Either the kohen who gets it, or if the kohen sold to somebody else. Ubemechatos. Mechatos is the efer, the pora aduma. The mechatos is the mayim, chayim, that he takes and he puts in the kli, and it's poured over the offer. And with that, your mazi, you spritz the efer chatos on a tome, and he becomes a tor. So either the mechatos or the efer chatos, harezim kudeshes. What's the nekud over here? These things are pure chulin. Now, the Eifachatz itself belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. So what we mean to say over here, when we say Mechatz, and there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to be Mechatz, is because it's water. It belongs to anybody. It's used as part of the Eifer Parah as far as spritzing it. So what does the Mishnah mean to point out? The Mechatz Be'Eifachatz refers to being Mechatz and Isha with the service of doing this Hazor, or miloy of the mayim from the place where it's mayim chayim in order to put together with the efer parah that should be ro'i lahazis. We're talking here about a service. Now this is a very important concept because this is the place where we have a mefurish in the Mishnah. That a person can be mekadish an isha with a service, not only with a chayfiz. His gadshi lead that I'll drive you like a taxi driver from one side of town to the other. You can look at that in a few different ways. You can look at that in terms of his mekadisher with the value that she'd have to pay him, and he's being mekadesh her that she's not going to have to pay, but that's not called he's giving her something. That wouldn't be mekadeshes. What we're talking about over here is mekadesh with the service. The service is worth money. It's no worse than money itself. The service itself is called giving her something. You can give somebody an apple, you can give somebody a ride. So over here, he's being mekadesh her with mechatos or be'efechatos, not with the item itself. Mechatos would work, efechatos would not work. He's being mekadesh with the service that's being provided. The reason why it works is because the filling up of the water or the mixing of the water together with the Efer Parah is only a prelude to the actual Tahara. The Tahara is the spritzing, the Hazor. The Hazor, Heyos, it's a service provided that Shaykh to Hegdish, one can't take money for it. Whereas the famous Gemara that a person cannot charge money for any service which is a Davish of Kedusha, like the marshal for saying Eidus. The whole discussion about writing a get, could a person take money? Well, so over here, B'mechatas, B'evechatas, is because these are the preparations of the raw materials in order to do the Hazor. But can a person actually be issue with the Hazor? No. With the preparation, that's already Chulin, Harezim, Gudashim, the Filo Yisrael. So it has nothing to do with being a Kainu Yisrael. The halachas in general, that this type of thing is a service that one could charge for.